Hello, everyone, and happy Halloween! You're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你, and of course, it's me, Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那万圣节这个美国的节日啊，这两年在中国好像也越来越流行，大人小孩都是参与在其中。那今天我跟 Spencer， 我觉得我们两个都属于很要吐槽万圣节的，是不是？
啊。为什么也要吐槽呢？
哎 ，Come on， 你不是跟我说你觉得这就代表了美国就是那种消费文化的最阴暗的面吗？
其实我很热爱万圣节，是我最爱的节日。
Oh my gosh！ 那今天的节目我很要吐槽，我吐槽 Spencer 热爱，这就大家听了以后看看 which camp do you belong？
OK， 那你吐槽吧 ，and I'll tell you how much I love Halloween and why。
好的好的那今天我们节目的推送呢，你不仅可以学到跟万圣节相关的一些文化知识，当然也能学到非常实用的英语啊，来描述这个节日。好，大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语搜索回复万圣节，就能拿到今天配套的这个文字内容当然我们是开放的开，语言的言，听了那么久你大概也知道了。
Yeah, that's right. 大家都应该知道。Okay, so, first of all, let me just tell you right now, Halloween has always been very close to or dear to my heart because, my birthday is October 30th. So,
对
I grew up with Halloween.
没错。
Oh, 谢谢。This year I'm 30 on the 30th. yeah, big year.
所以你今年30岁还好小啊，32，你生日又是10月30号。大家快来到对留言底下可以祝 Spencer 生日快乐，因为每次他看了你们的留言他都特别感动，这个是真的。
So I'll just say ahead of time, 谢谢大家的祝福。OK
好，你生日是10月30号，所以就是在万圣节的前一天。
That's right. We also call it Devil's Night.
Devil's Night. 因为万圣节是 October 31st. 然后它每一年都是同一天是一样的，不像有一些美国节日是说什么几月的第几个星期几，对吧？Halloween, 10月31. 然后你说前一晚10月30日叫 Devil's Night, 魔鬼之夜。
That's right. And actually, November 1st is All Saints Day.
Oh, Saints Day, 好。那我们还是 focus on the actual Halloween, 这个万圣节吧。首先它的读法啊 ,the way you say it is...
Halloween.
Halloween, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N.
That's right, 没错。
这个万圣节呢虽然名字里有圣，神圣 ,very holy, 但我觉得这个节日到现在、OK,Guys, my main gripe, my main beef with Halloween, 我要吐槽它的这个原因就是我觉得这个节就是一个瞎胡搞的节日。
Well, I mean, I can understand that, but actually, this is actually a holiday that has much more history than most people know, but in recent years, you could say, 最近50年左右, about the, like, past 50 years, maybe even 60 years, it's really become like a consumer holiday.
对对对，好，那前面我说吐槽啊，那个吐槽大家可以说 if you have beef or if you have, 就是牛肉那个 beef 对吧，或者 gripe G-R-I-P-E gripe with something, 就是你对它有些吐槽有些不满啊、of course you can say your main complaint or
hate on, yeah, I like to say hate on,
hate on, yeah. Hate on Halloween. 我也没有那么 strong 了，或者 throw shade on, 我那次和 Adam 录节目也讲到这个说法啊。对、我吐槽这个原因其实就和 Spencer 说的一样，最开始这个还是一个它的 origin 起源是比较 religious 的，对吧？是有宗教意义的。
Yeah, but actually not really, not like the Christian religion.
对，反正它就不是一个像很神圣的比如像圣诞节啊什么，对吧，那种基督宗教。Anyways, 但就像 Spencer 说，在最近的50年它就变成一个很大的这种消费的节日 Consumer Holiday.
That's right, that's right.
万圣节是紧随在圣诞节之后美国人花钱最多的一个节日。
Really?
Which I found, that, 对对对 very surprising.、你知道今年就是据美国权威机构的调查说2017年美国人在万圣节上花的这万圣节这一天花的钱或者关于万圣节的消费、你猜猜看有多少
Oh man, I don't know, $1 billion, I have no idea.
$9 billion.
哇塞！
同学们，90亿美金，我觉得这可能吗？怎么那么多、billion with a B?
是在什么东西上花的呢 ？Like, I mean, is it all on costumes and candy or what?
对，所以我们这里就可以跟大家说啊，为什么它是这么大的一个 consumer or very commercialized holiday nowadays？ 为什么美国人会花那么多钱？就是因为要买 costume, 对不对、
yeah.
Costume 就是戏服，就是反正就是你不会穿日常穿出去的，对吧、Like I have kids, their school, 他们的学校，他们在上海的学校，然后现在我们住在加拿大嘛，就学校都说、Halloween is the biggest day, one of the biggest days at school, make sure your kids come to school in their uniforms, otherwise they'll feel like really left out. 学校就说一定要让他们穿自己喜欢的 costume, 这个道具服来、所以像你看我儿子今年我就给他们买了一个人要做 pilot, 要做飞行员另外一个人要做 astronaut 航天员、
nice.
然后就花钱对这些也都不便宜我就觉得这太浪费了因为他们真的就 they don't want to repeat their costumes、到明年我说你们穿去年不要、we want something new、所以 my main gripe 你知道我要吐槽就是我觉得真的很浪费就这个穿一天、
I agree with you that it's, 真的是很浪费 I mean, it's really pretty wasteful to do that, but、you can also be creative and not spend that much money, you know, and when I was a kid also, costumes were not as elaborate as they are now. Maybe put some paint on your face and wear a sheet. You take like、you take an old bed sheet and cut some holes in it and put it on. Say you're a ghost, you know?
哦，自制，对对对，你说打扮成鬼的话，就家里那个不要的床单，对吧？剪两个洞，
对，
套在头上，然后脸上什么搞涂点那个什么妈妈的化妆品，
是。
对，但现在的小孩真的就是我如果说我给你穿个床单去 ，I'm sure they'll cry.
Yeah, they'll be like,
because I want to buy a costume.
No, it's true because now
就是
they're all yeah. Most people are buying costumes, but.You know, I mean, you could still buy some really pretty simple stuff that's not too expensive, but...
就很多美国成人他们也是很爱万圣节因为这个 costume 他们可以表达自己很多的 creativity, 对不对、然后每一年都会什么新闻人物啊或者什么 maybe a lot of people would dress, Donald Trump, dress up
Yeah, you know what,
I bet Trump
is probably going to be the American costume of the year. Unless he wasn't, maybe he already was last year, actually, that's quite possible too.
对，去年可能对对对，就买个假发，买个 wig， 装 Donald Trump 是吧？You also brought up a good point, 就是 if you want to be a ghost, 要扮成鬼的话，因为万圣节真的就是属于一个比较
鬼怪
的节日，
诡异的对吧？就是比较 spooky
啊，所以英文说诡异可以说 spooky， 就闹鬼啊
yeah, ，spooky maybe even creepy， but spooky is probably the best。
对，因为我记得有一年万圣节，我是在美万圣节我在美国的New Orleans、新奥尔良、然后那里号称是美国什么最闹鬼的 the most haunted city in America。
Yeah, that's what they say.
因为那里有很多老房子然后我还参加了一个当地的 local tour 就晚上他就带你去看这种很老的房子、然后就那个导游故意吓你就是说这里面闹鬼啊什么、所以闹鬼英文我们可以说
well, like, but very, really haunted or like possessed me
haunted、
yeah.
是吧对 haunted 然后你看每一年美国那个快要到 Halloween 万圣节的时候就会有那种恐怖片出来、我新电影或者放那种老的美国恐怖片经典恐怖片就是要吓人、对不对恐怖片英语
just horror movies horror
对，所以喜欢 you know, if you're going for the thrill, 如果就是 想吓吓自己吓吓朋友的 这也是庆祝万圣节的一种方式、是吧、
yeah.
其实我觉得可能喜欢就万圣节怎么说呢 you kind of can go like in two different directions、either the horror, the terrifying direction、就是要么你庆祝万圣节就是这种什么诡异的什么、要么特别就是有小孩要比较 kid friendly, child friendly,、比较适合小孩子的庆祝就是打扮成什么航天员呀、公主呀什么 costumes, 然后还有小朋友最喜欢的一个就是 trick or treat.、
Yeah, so basically trick or treat is when you go to your 邻居的 you know, you go to your neighbor's house and you ask for candy.
诶美国人现在还会这样吗我这个 that just sounds so dangerous to me. 很危险你都不知道这邻居是一个什么 creep, 是个变态的人又完蛋了。
对尤其是因为美国好像一点都不安全对吧 ?You can't like really trust anybody.
对啊那么多枪民间。
Yeah, so maybe.
没有没有但当然。熟的邻居之间才会了如果你刚搬到一个地方你完全人生地不熟的、就肯定也爸爸妈妈不会放心小朋友去 trick or treat、而且现在其实美国父母会和小孩一起去 or like a group of kids
yeah that's right
反正这个传统叫 trick or treat 翻成中文 trick 就是捉弄对吧然后 treat 就是小朋友不要捉弄我我给你一个糖给你一个 treat 来招待你好吃的东西
exactly
就是不给糖就捣乱啊这个美国你看所以万圣节为什么人花那么多钱每家就是家家户户都要准备好就要买很多的糖啊、巧克力啊这种因为会不断的有小孩子就叮咚来敲门然后小朋友就会叫 trick or treat 然后你要给、
exactly,
对不对
exactly you know I used to love it when someneighbor decided they weren't going to stay at home on Halloween, but yet they leave a bowl of candy outside. We would just like take the,
oh,
but we would、
so、
just like、
nice.
take the whole bowl.
一点都不给别人留啊！你这太不太不厚道了。
I didn't respect the honor system as a kid.
但是有些美国人跟你说的，你那个好邻居是相反的。他们明明在家，但把灯都关起来，假装不在家 because they forget, they forgot to prepare candy. 因为忘了准备糖。你看像我在温哥华嘛就是快到 Halloween 的时候你就看到很多特别住 house 就住别墅的人他们在自己家那个花园里面 decorate like there's a ton of Halloween decorations、有的可能把自己家搞得就是看起来很 spooky 的对吧有很多假的蜘蛛网呀然后什么You know, fake skeleton,、假的骷髅啊或者 lots of、pumpkins, of course, 很多南瓜。
Yeah. My mom used to decorate the house、quite often、for Halloween.
虽然我 complained a lot about Halloween, 吐槽了万圣节很多但是我有一个东西我还蛮喜欢的就是、那个 carving、pumpkin, 雕南瓜灯
Yeah, that's right, carving out jack-o'-lanterns. And people have become more and more creative over the years. When I was a kid, it was just really simple. You carve out, you know, a few triangles. You got two eyes and a nose, you know. But now people, I saw someone made like a crazy Donald Trump jack-o'-lantern on the internet. It was really artistic.
对，我就觉得这个是要像，因为像今年我就带我两个儿子，我们先去要先到 pumpkin patch， 对吧？这种南瓜田，就他会。开放然后你就去买先跟他们买南瓜然后就我觉得这孩子可以亲近农场亲近大自然嘛然后回来以后他们自己在南瓜上面画东西然后我们再一起 carve 一起雕而且这个时候在北美南瓜特别便宜就是你花$2可以买一个很大很大的然后对就也不用什么钱啊就比起买 costume 买一堆糖吃一堆糖、我觉得这个好多了
actually, the whole jack-o'-lantern experience is probably my favorite thing about Halloween. I used to love going to the pumpkin patch as a kid.
对，好，你看到最后我们还是 agree with each other, 英雄所见略同。好，那祝大家万圣节快乐。我们今天的会员课程呢，也会带来相关的万圣节的课。所以如果你是我们开言英语会员的话呢 ，we hope you like the lesson. 然后，当然你也可以到我们的微信公众号了解一下我们的会员课程。OK, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Yeah, 万圣节快乐。